I'm sorry to say, Pat, beautiful weather went out over your movie. I actually went outside and walked yesterday and spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then came back in and took my nap.
Well, that's quite all right. I mean, it was a beautiful day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. I'd rather see you walk than sit there and watch a movie. That's for sure.
And I had my shorts on.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Today should be pretty decent, too, but there'll be more in the way of clouds coming in as we go through the afternoon. So it won't be as brilliant as yesterday, but still mid-60s. Look for the rain and fog to develop tonight, 45 to 50, and that is the name of the game tomorrow. Periods of rain and showers all day, 60. Any showers early Thursday morning gives way to partly sunny skies. A beautiful Thursday again, 65 to 70, and then reverse it. Start with sun and bring in the showers Friday in the mid-60s. I think we'll have some early showers Saturday before it clears out, and Sunday should be nice. But your trip to the city today shouldn't be bad. You know, you'll just see an increase in clouds and it'll be mild. So I don't think it'll be too bad. And you have a good commute as far as weather to and from.
And now, what about, what does the weekend look like right now?
Maybe some early showers Saturday, and after that, just partly sunny.
Decent temperatures?
Should easily be in the 60s.
Okay, so decent temperatures. Yeah, we have decent temperatures.
Yeah. Nothing very warm and nothing very cool.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I kind of figured you like that. And, you know, it's relatively more of a spring-like pattern now. You know, and again, you know, look at the date. You know, we're at the 24th, as I said. If we envisioned this as the start of spring, it started on the 21st, it would definitely seem like the calendar is getting together. You know, people in the South, if they heard us talk, they said, what are they talking about? You know, we've been in the 70s and 80s for the last couple of months. So down there, it doesn't fit. It's just here in New England. So you can't change the seasons just for a couple of different geographical areas. This time of the year, this is when the Rockies get most of their snow, you know, March and April. So if you hear about snow there, they'll say, oh, here we go again. No, it's kind of normal. So I think we're basically in a very typical weather pattern right now. And that's that. I had to bring Shirley for her Bordello shot yesterday. Well, you know, they put it in the nose.
Oh, yeah.
And not a problem, but I was a little concerned because yesterday morning she had a couple of episodes of vomiting, very, very light. So I was kind of concerned. And now overnight, she had one episode, and I'm a little concerned about what that is all about.
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know. It could be the canned food that I'm giving her. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to switch it today. I think it may be the canned food.
Hey,
I'm not sure.
But the quality of your mic just vastly improved. What'd you do?
I got closer.
Well, sit there from now on.
Oh, okay.
It sounds totally different.
Sounds better?
Oh, it sounds really great. Hey, what did he do, switch mics?
Yeah, no, I just got closer, that's all. Oh. Okay, so now I see the distance. I would say I'm about a foot away from the mic now as compared to maybe two.
Oh, no, it sounds...
Here's 2 feet.
Oh, yeah, no. Sounds much better.
Difference? Okay. All right, good. So I'm a little concerned about that. I think I'll go out and grab a can. I give her wellness dry food.
You know, when you talk about
yeah,
Pat, listen to this. Okay. My cats get this very, 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 very good canned cat food because cats need the moisture. But my dogs each get 3/4 they're on a raw food diet, so they get 3/4 of a burger each one for lunch and dinner. They get a cup of fresh green beans, 2 spoons of fresh pumpkin. That's what my dogs get fed
people. That's great, because I'm told that pumpkin is very good for their stomachs.
Yeah, so that's what my dog, people look at me and it's like, what? What is that? I said, that's their meal. I said, yes, they have a more diverse meal than I do.
And you give it the same thing every day?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we vary up on what type of raw food. I mean, whether it's turkey or beef, they those are the only two that they really like. But the raw food comes in patties. I thaw them out, and the pumpkin, of course, you can get all natural pumpkin in big cans.
Right.
And the green beans, I go right down to the store, get fresh green beans, bring them back. Cook them until I blanch them, so they still have a little bit of crispiness and a little bit of green, and the dogs love that along with the food.
Okay, good. Okay, great, great. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to try that. I'm definitely going to try that. Other than that,
it took them a while to get used to the raw food, but once they got used to it, they really liked it.
They liked it. Okay. I used to do. I used to make a whole thing for Shirley, and then I had stopped when I moved. But I used to take, chicken, peas, string beans. I don't know if I did peas. I did string beans. I did carrots, and cook it. And then I used to put it in containers and freeze it, and take a container out at a time. And that was the food that she was getting on a daily basis, and I think I'm probably better off going right back to that.
Yeah, I think you are, because she's used to it and she likes it. People look at us like we're crazy when we do that, but they're parts of our family, ladies and gentlemen, and they get what's best for them.
That is correct. That is correct. And on another note, anybody who wasn't with us yesterday, we were talking about my Lake Association and the dinner dance that I've done for 19 years.
Did you quit?
I did. I sent an email to all the officers yesterday, the entire board, and I just simply said, we were guaranteed X amount of dollars on the budget. It was made clear last year that we cannot do this dinner dance for less than X amount of dollars. As a result, we can't do it, and we won't do it. Decorations and stuff that has been bought so far for this dance, I'll be more than happy to bring up or turn over to whoever is going to take over the dance this year. And I have not heard from anybody but Gary Garrison, who you know who it is. He played Roosevelt. Right. He is the head. He's on the board, and he is the head of the social committee. And he called me yesterday. He didn't see the email that I sent, but he called to tell me that as of June, he resigned from the board. And he is not going to be responsible for the picnic this year. He runs the picnic.
See, that should make you feel better.
And it did. And I said, well, what did they do to you? He said, I was the only one that voted against the reduction of the budget, Pat. I just want you to know that. I said, okay. He said, I don't want our friendship ruined in any way. I said, not a problem. He said, they want to hike the prices of the picnic from $10 for members to $35. And from $20 for guest to $50. And he told them, he said, no one is going to come on those prices. He said, you have families coming with all their kids and relatives and stuff like that. He said, nobody's going to pay that. They did not want to hear it. They did not want to hear it. And that's what they voted on. And what happens, the officers vote, the board votes on it, and then they present the budget at the general meeting in June, but they don't go over any details. They go, everybody gets a copy, look at the budget. Any questions on the budget? If no one raises their hand, all in favor, raise your hand. All opposed, raise your hand. Budget passed. That's how they do it.
So then you sent in your basic resignation, and the only one that responded was your friend, nobody else.
That's correct. And he's on the board.
That's class. That's classless. The president of the board should have thanked you for all your years of service, and said best wishes. Really, well, I mean that's just being courteous.
I think right now, they're probably running around trying to figure out what they are going to do without a dinner dance and without a picnic. And they are required to do these social activities because of their nonprofit status.
Yeah, it's part of their nonprofit status. That's exactly right.
So I think that's what's going on right now. But you know what? The only way I'm doing the dance, you give me the budget.
The full budget. Don't budge. Don't budge for a portion.
No, I don't want no portion. It's got to be the full budget. Give me the full budget. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with the movie we do. That's a different thing.
That'll be next, you know, Pat. Wait till you see. That'll be next.
Well, if it is, you know what? They're going to be out of a movie. Then I'll do the movie. I'll do the movie, but I'll do it for our friends up there. And they're the only ones that are going to see it. Period. And I won't be using their studio either. So, turmoil. Turmoil at the lake.
Turmoil at the lake. I should be a TV show.
It should be the next movie.
And maybe a disgruntled lake resident will put an alligator in the lake.
Yep, go right after the offices.
That's right.
Right.
Somebody should get a mechanical shark and put it in the lake.
Very funny.
Because they do have them.
I know.
Okay. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye, boys.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.